Our Old Testament lesson comes to us from the book of Joshua, the 24th chapter, verses 1 through 3a and 14 through 18. Listen to God's word. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago your ancestors, Terah and his sons Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates and served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Canaan and made his offspring many. I gave him Isaac. Now therefore, revere the Lord and serve God in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." So then the people answered Joshua, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors out from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did great signs in our sight. God protected us all the way that we went, and among the peoples through whom we passed, and the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for the Lord is our God." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Loving God, you speak to us across the ages. You invite us to hear your call and to answer your words. And so we pray that in this time we will, by the power of your Spirit, have open eyes and ears and hearts and minds to your word for us. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation on all of our hearts be acceptable to you. For you, O God, are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. It was September 26, 1983. A 44-year-old Lieutenant Colonel Stanislav Petrov was at his post in a secret bunker near Moscow. His job was to monitor the Soviet Union's early warning satellite system. Well, just after midnight on that day, one of the satellites gave off the alert, announcing that the United States had launched 5 ballistic missiles in the direction of Russia. And it was up to Petrov to determine a response. In that moment, Petrov had to discern, was this warning for real or was it a false alarm? He knew that the choice that he made in those next seconds would be an historical decision. It would shape the future of his nation and perhaps the future of the world. If he thought that the alarm was false, but it wasn't, then he risked an attack on the country he was called to protect. And if, on the other hand, he sought that warning as authentic when it was false, he risked setting in motion World War III. Well, we are sitting here today, and so we know how the story went. In those early hours of the morning, Petrov chose to share to his colleagues that that was a false alarm. They were not to go on the attack. They were to stay put and let things play out. Now, while not all of our decisions are as dramatic as Petrov's that September morning, we know that choices are important. Some choices save lives. Some choices point us in the direction of our future. Some choices reflect who we are to others. Whether we are seeking to discern who our spouse should be for life, or seeking to choose the best color of the paint in our living room, our choices impact our daily lives. Choices make a difference. Now, our biblical text for this morning places a heavy emphasis on the importance of choice. We pick up our text toward the end of Joshua's story, as he has already led the Israelites into the promised land, their new home, Canaan. They have completed their conquest. Their time in the desert is over. They are settling into their new home. And so at this point in the story, Joshua calls the people together. Representatives from all of the tribes of Israel, the leadership of all, and asks that they together might take a look at what God has done and what God is doing through them. So as Joshua begins his speech, he reminds the disciples of all that God has done for them. He tells them a story. He tells them the story of who they are as God's chosen people. He reminds them that they are a people formed by God's own hand, led through the wilderness through God's own saving grace. They are a people who have been cared for in their darkest night and who have reached their homeland because of God's sure provision. He reminds the Israelites lest they grow arrogant in their accomplishments or complacent in their newfound security, that everything they have and everything they are is because of God. Then he issues an invitation, one that many of us have heard and some of us may even have on plaques on our walls at home. Choose today who you will serve. Choose between the idols of your ancestor and the God who has freed you. Choose between the superstitions of the culture around you and the promises of the living God. Choose between servicing your own ambition and aspiration and serving the God who has provided so graciously for you. Joshua's message is one for us too. For choice is, in many ways, who we are as a people. We live in an age and in a country in which both our economic and our governmental systems are fueled by choice. Even our own denomination's polity is grounded in making choices together by the will of the Spirit. Making choices is in our blood. We know how to make choices in a climate where we have any option that's ours for our taking. We choose our television program from a list of hundreds of cable stations. And if we don't find what we want there, well, there's on demand and Netflix too. We know how to order our venti latte at Starbucks using the precise words that will allow the barista to check off the boxes on the side of our cup with efficiency before they sign our name to our personalized order. But Joshua invites us to ask a deeper question. He asks us what our choices say about us. In the TED Talk that is entitled The Art of Choosing, Sheena Iyengar shares an anecdote from a study that she and a colleague conducted in Japantown, San Francisco. Now, in the study, Anglo-American and first-generation Asian American children between the ages of 7 and 9 were invited into a room to meet Miss Smith. Miss Smith then invited the children in their groups to complete anagram puzzles, writing their answers down with a marker. Group 1 was greeted by Miss Smith and offered the opportunity to choose their anagram puzzles from an array of 6 different selections. These children could also choose their own color marker. Group 2 was greeted by Miss Smith, saw the choices before them, but Miss Smith herself selected the anagram puzzles and the markers for the children. Group 3 entered the room and met with Miss Smith. And it was then that Miss Smith told them that their mothers had chosen the puzzles and the markers for them already. The results of this study were intriguing, for Iyengar reported that the Anglo-American children completed twice as many anagrams when given the choice to decide which puzzles to do and which markers to use for the experiment. The majority of Asian American children, however, performed at their highest when they believed that their mother had made that decision for them. Iyengar noted in her study that choice means different things across different cultures. For one group, choice might be prized as an opportunity to assert one's individuality, to set oneself apart from the crowd, to earn distinction. But for others, choice might be valued as a tool to create harmony and build community. Our choices say a lot about us. They reflect our attitudes and our beliefs. They tell a story about what we find to be most important. Our choices reflect that to which we have given our heart, people, organizations, or beliefs. Our choices reflect what we stand for and what we are made of. Joshua knew this well. He had seen the Israelites make choices that both reflected their faithfulness in God and their desertion of the God who had never deserted them. Joshua had seen the choices that the Israelites had made that marked their own belief and their own insecurity. And Joshua knew that choices impacted relationships. They had ripple effects that could affect generations to come. And so he decided to invite the Israelites to make a choice, to stand their ground, to declare once, as a community of faith, what and who they stood for. That choice, if upheld, would help guide the Israelites through their darkest times. That choice, if it communicated to their children, would be a gift to their future. That choice, if lived out together, would bring unity to them as a people. Joshua invited the Israelites to love the God who first loved them. How would we answer Joshua's question today? What or whom would we choose to serve? Now, when we think about service as an expenditure of energy and effort, time and money, most of us would honestly say that we serve more than one thing. We serve our families. We serve our employers. We serve our community, our neighbors, our world. And we serve ourselves, our appetites, our ambitions, and our needs. And sometimes we even serve the expectations and needs of others. And rightly so. We have many responsibilities that command our energy and effort. We are called to live into multiple roles within our life together. But what about God? See, God recognizes that God's grace is at the heart of all that we have and all who we are. And so he invites the Israelites as he invites us to prioritize God above all else. With God as the center of our lives, We have the opportunity to live out a grateful response to God through service to others. And our choices, all of them, might be filled then with compassion, with justice, with hospitality, with hope, with forgiveness, and love. We might take good care of all that God has placed in our lives. We might take good care of one another. Now, it's fitting that this text has appeared in the lectionary on the Sunday that we celebrate Stewardship Sunday. Joshua's message invites us into an appropriate posture for stewardship, a posture first of gratitude, of gracious recognition for all that God has done for us. And then Joshua invites us into a posture of response, calling us to put our beliefs, our recognition into action. It's fitting, too, that our theme for stewardship has been a theme of opportunity. For in my own life, I have been discerning and reflecting on all of the opportunities for service that have been a part of my time at ELPC. In 1997, an invitation from a friend to worship here created an opportunity to claim for the first time a church home for myself as an adult, in which my voice as a woman would be welcomed in leadership. Little did I know then, really, that 10 years later, in that same month, almost to the same day, I would be called to serve as the associate pastor of this congregation, a congregation that I had had the opportunity to fall in love with and continue to fall in love with over and over again. 17 years ago and today, I am aware of the many ways that ELPC is fertile ground for God's opportunities to play out in our lives and in the world. If we look around, we will notice that ELPC has created opportunities for those who have been marginalized by other congregations, and maybe even by their families, to be fully included as a part of God's family. ELPC continues to create opportunities for brothers and sisters to worship and serve and be in community across those societal dividing lines of race and class and gender, of sexual identity and ability and age. ELPC continues to create opportunities for everyone to share their gifts to God's glory, whether it is in making a sandwich for someone who is hungry, going on mission trips to D.C., to Bolivia, or to the Jersey Shore, to singing in worship, to caring for a small child, to carrying in a bag of food so that those who are hungry might eat. And ELPC creates opportunity after opportunity for brothers and sisters united in Christ to gather together, to laugh and sing and ask hard questions, to worship God and to serve together, to lift our voices in advocacy in the name of the God who called us his own. In a moment, we will have an opportunity to reflect on all of those blessings that infuse our individual lives and also infuse our life together as a community of faith. We're invited by Joshua, by God, to discern how we might respond to God's blessings in our lives. As Pastor Randy shared, there are many ways that we can offer who we are and what we have to God's service. Through acts of courage, through acts of justice, through acts of love, through prayer, through witness, through proclamation. But we'll have an invitation too for you to come forward in an act of faith, having completed your pledge card, writing on it how you might contribute of your treasure, or perhaps even of your time, to the building up of God's kingdom through the life and ministries of this congregation, so that we together might create opportunities for others to know the gracious, radical, just, life-changing love of God. What is your story? What has God done for you? What is God doing through you, through the particular gifts that God has planted within you and His calling is nurturing to fruition? Even if your blessing is simply the blessing of this new day and the life that is coursing through your veins, that's no small miracle. Look around. In a moment, we'll enter into a time of silence. My invitation to you is that silence might be a time of reflection on God's blessing in your life, and a time to ask God how you might respond. And as we come forward with our stewardship pledges and the offering of bags, might we know that our active response to God's blessing starts here and now and continues each day of our lives. Because brothers and sisters, God has made you in God's beautiful image. God has redeemed you by the gracious love of God in Christ. And God's Spirit sustains you each and every day. So let us give thanks. Amen.